Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Deidre. How may I help you?
Hi dear, my name is Sony from Best Buy, and I have your client name Armstead Brown. The external number for this appointment is 0792B1BB.
0792B1BB.
Yes.
From Armstead D. Brown at 70 Pembroke Road, Lynn, Mass.
91905. 91905. Wait. Is that the address, dear?
That's the address. It's on order now. I do have a different address in the notes, which is 21 Daffodil mm-hmm. Court South. Grafton, Mass.
Grafton. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And for that one, dear, I'm actually the customer called. It's because they keep rescheduled for the installation appointment, and some the previous appointment that they have, the installation team called them that they had a different address. That's why it's not routed to the correct address. And a customer is really upset right now, and they want to have a appointment for tomorrow. It's because that was the promise that they had. It's the installation. The installation for their microwave or their appliances is must be tomorrow. But it shows here in my end that it was scheduled on April 6th, and they don't want to do that.
Okay, so yes, I am seeing that the addresses are different. I can't update that address. However, you stated they want it done on tomorrow.
They want to be done tomorrow.
Okay, so they're... I'm not quite sure. No one's going to be able to get to them tomorrow on that. It is a 3-day policy. And you tell what date did they give them?
Actually here in my end it shows here the appointment is on April 6th, but they want this to be done tomorrow, but you told me it was for a 3-day policy. Mm-hmm. Is it okay dear if you can set an appointment on 29 or let's say on 28? Because that date is my end is not available. If you can assist to change the appointment schedule for them on 28 or 29, it's very helpful. This customer is very upset right now because they called three to four times mm-hmm. about this installation appointment, and they didn't get a good answer or a good feedback. And also they told me they called the XPO. I don't know when they have it, your phone number.
Okay, so
just called the,
let me take a look at that for you and see what we're able to do, and I'll be right back with you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, okay, so I'm looking into that for you. It's taking my system quite some time to load up, but I'm
Okay,
still here
dear.
looking up that information for you.
Okay, thank you. Hi dear, is it okay if I can get back first to the customer and tell them that I already reached you?
Yes, you can.
Okay, please stay on the line. Thank you. Thank you, dear. If you thank you, dear. If you have an appointment earliest, if we can also set an appointment for them on tomorrow, or let's say on 27, 28, or 29, because they are still very upset.
Yes, so I do understand that, but I'm taking a look at that for you.
Thank you, dear.
I see a reschedule. Make sure they see it. If they ain't changed to update the address, so why y'all doing a reschedule? Y'all not up.
provides its own benefits.
Okay, so the only thing that we will have open is that second.
It's the second, April 2nd. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wait, dear. Let me tell this to the customer. If it's okay to them, and is it okay, dear, if I can also transfer you to them?
Yes, you can check.
Okay. Let me talk to them first. Thank you. Please stay on the line.
Hello.
Hi, dear. Yes, unfortunately, I already tell them that we have the same appointment in our end, which is the April 2nd, but still they refuse to do it because they insisting to have it for tomorrow. And I told them that I will tell you that they refuse the April 2nd. So they now requesting a supervisor in my end now. Okay, so I'm going to reach my supervisor for this one.
Okay, you
actually already explained it to them. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah,
so
I'm going to hang up now.
Okay, you enjoy your rest of your day, and thank you for calling XPL.
Thank you.